Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
We are now exactly 2 weeks from the big vote in the Big Apple when we choose the next mayor of New York. And there's a new poll out that's putting more pressure on Curtis Sliwa to get out. Let's get the latest live from our Glenn Chuck.
And good morning. The poll from AARP in Gotham shows that if Curtis Sliwa were to drop out, the Cuomo-Mamdani race would technically be a dead heat. Now, Andrew Cuomo in his lengthy sit-down with you yesterday in our newsroom saying that Sliwa is, among other things, not a viable candidate.
Nobody voted for Curtis Sliwa. He's on the ballot because the Republican chairman put him on the ballot. The five Republican chair people put Curtis on the ballot. If Trump wanted him off the ballot, it's one phone call.
Now, even Sliwa's biggest supporters, including his boss at WABC Radio, John Katz-Matidis, where he's worked for years, Sliwa has. John Katz putting out the statement saying that Curtis has to go now. Now, what does Sliwa say?
He is free like every other New Yorker. No better, no worse, to support the candidate of his choice. We'll let the people decide.
So Sliwa's still in the race this morning. And early voting, by the way, it starts on Saturday. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Mamdani Monday floating a new plan should he be elected mayor. This involves taking down scaffolding.
We are going to remove all sheds that have been up longer than 3 years on city property. It is time for the city to show itself as the leader in this fight. There are hundreds of those sidewalk sheds that are within our control as city government that we could actually bring down. It will be my administration that does so.
As Glenn reminded us, early voting starting Saturday, so to find your polling place, go to vote.nyc. A horrific crash caught on camera on West 29th Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan.
10 people are in the hospital after a box truck speeding down 8th Avenue strikes a parked van, sending it onto the sidewalk. 8 of those victims were pedestrians. Mamadou says he saw it all happen.
I heard a sound like a boom, and I see a small van on the sidewalk. So there was somebody under the car, somebody lay on the ground. But she come running at them trying to help out.
He says he was one of the people who picked up the phone and called 911.
Yeah, screaming. What's going on? Because it was too loud to bang everybody outside trying to help out.
Police tell us at this time they don't believe any criminal behavior was involved behind this accident. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Chelsea.
A shooting near the Latimer Gardens houses in Flushing leaves a teenager in critical condition. It was just after 5 yesterday afternoon when the 19-year-old was struck in the chest. So far, no arrest and no word on a motive. Still no word who it was who abandoned a newborn girl during morning rush Monday at Penn Station.
Police cordoned off the stairwell leading to the northbound number 1 train platform as they conducted their investigation. When commuters found out, they were in disbelief.
It really is shocking. It's horrifying. It's scary to me. And I also feel, I don't want to be judgmental, but I feel for whoever the parent was, how desperate or possibly destitute they were to feel that was the only option.
The newborn girl was found at 9:30 in the morning, conscious and alert, wrapped in a blanket. She was taken to Bellevue Hospital for evaluation as police continue the search for her parents. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
Cops now have 44-year-old Raquel Houghton back in custody. She's the woman who's accused of beating a 55-year-old patient to death at Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. She'd been arrested but disappeared after she was released while the Bronx DA was pursuing more evidence. She was arrested again yesterday afternoon and is charged with manslaughter. Advocates for domestic and sexual abuse survivors now pushing to reopen the only place in Nassau County that supported these women.
A shelter for victims, a crisis intervention hotline, and trained volunteers. It all ended when the Safe Center closed. Claudia Borecki runs the South Shore Women's Alliance.
When we were raising money for the Safe Center, it was the only, you know, center for domestic abuse and sexually assaulted women in Nassau County.
The county said it closed because service wasn't up to par and money was mismanaged. Borecki is asking the legislature to find the money to refund it.
There's nothing available for women to seek refuge.
She says it was a lifeline for over 5,000 victims a year. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, 1010 Winds has reached out to Nassau County and is awaiting a response. Actors Equity may have struck a deal with Broadway producers over the weekend, but shows could still go dark if Broadway musicians make good on their threat to strike. Members of both unions have been working under expired contracts, the musicians, since August 31st. In a statement, the musicians' union said they look forward to returning to the bargaining table, but until then, their strike preparations will continue. No word when a strike might happen. As of November 1st, 150,000 city school kids may need another way to get to class. Private school bus companies have officially notified the New York State Labor Department that if the Panel for Educational Policy does not approve their contract extension, they would be forced to lay off 12,000 unionized drivers and school bus attendants. Recently, they've been operating on emergency extensions that have been re-upped every 2 months. When asked about the threat, the chairman of the school board told the Daily News the bus companies are trying to hold the board hostage. Metro North and Amtrak teaming up to at least partially restore weekday train service to Albany. Governor Hochul made the announcement.
It's also more than just addressing an urgent problem, it's keeping a promise. When we implemented congestion pricing, I vowed that we had to do so much more to make it easier to get to and from Manhattan without a car. Now, if we're asking people to drive less, they need to have more reliable alternatives.
So, starting December 1st, Amtrak will run a 3:15 p.m. out of Penn Station to Albany and a 12:10 p.m. from the state capitol into the city. Then, starting next spring, Metro North will run a train from Grand Central to Albany once in the morning, with a return trip scheduled for the afternoon.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.